The Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania will announce the final recipients of its annual fellowship program. Eight artists will each receive $50,000 to advance their careers. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Kearns reports that after 10 years, the fellowship program is calling it quits.
The Annenberg Fellowship was only supposed to last 10 years. Established in 2008 as a wasting endowment, the program was designed to spend itself out over a decade. In that time, it has distributed $6 million to 70 artists. The fellowship sought artists nationwide with talent and what director Gail Levin calls nobility of character, people who might continue the values of the fellowship long after the fellowship ends.
You know, it's like Johnny Appleseed. We hope we've planted the seeds for a young artist to not only launch their own careers, but serve as a role model for others in their field.
One of the most high-profile recipients was also one of the first. Misty Copeland received the fellowship in 2008 in order to round out her dance career with more acting, singing, a deeper repertoire of classical ballet, and rhetoric. That last one baffled Levin.
One of the things she said she was going to do was take some public speaking classes. And I remember thinking to myself, that's a little unusual for a ballet dancer.
Copeland went on to become the first African-American principal dancer with the American Ballet Theater and a cultural icon of African-American achievement. She's written four books. Another past recipient is Francesca Di Pasquale, a violinist and daughter of a Philadelphia orchestra dynasty. Her parents and three of her uncles are or were musicians in the Philadelphia Orchestra. She used the fellowship to record her debut album, released last year, which includes a new composition she commissioned. During a recital tour to support the album, Di Pasquale scheduled outreach appearances in each of the nine cities she visited. She says those outreach programs outnumbered the recitals.
And that was everything from community programs to visiting elementary schools to visiting retirement centers. So it's something that's always been extraordinarily important to me, and it's something that I will always continue to find room for.
The final round of Annenberg Fellowship recipients include an opera singer from Boston, a Mexican-American painter from Chicago, a cellist from South Korea who studied at Juilliard, an actor born in China, raised in Texas, and a Philadelphia artist named Emily Erb who paints on silk. Erb says she discovered silk painting while studying at Temple University, but she didn't fully realize its potential until she encountered it again while traveling in Madagascar.
But it's more in the craft realm. I think in general people find that Eastern techniques are craft versus Western techniques are fine art, which is something I'm ready to challenge.
Erb says she wants to use this $50,000 fellowship to do more traveling around the world.
It is my goal to prove myself worthy of this grant in any way I can, and I think the number one way would be to make art that's better than the stuff that I've made before.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.